Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Podcast.
Fun show.
I love the first set Friday. Keen to hear how it goes on
Monday.
Oh,
yeah. She actually did say some fun things.
She said some fun things. Very fun on a Friday. I'm now the Bay Club.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
You are about to enter the Debate Club of Hot Nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Settle down, please. Welcome to the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Mate.
Excuse me. We weren't even talking. We were giving you your space.
Didn't need the gaslighting to
very,
start off with.
Gaslighting.
Calm down. We're not being hysterical. We're sitting here patiently. In fact, I'm preparing my notes.
Yeah, and good to see you've upgraded your headphones. Not.
Yeah. Get new headphones, loser.
Can't even hear you. Sorry.
Sorry. Can you even hear us? Probably can't.
Probably can't.
But it just crackles. It was crackling through the like Morse code.
Did you hear that?
I did, and it doesn't seem very calm in here to me. So I will repeat myself. Settle down, please. Welcome to the Hot Nights Debate Club, where we discuss very important topics. And tonight, up for debate. There is moral value aligned to what coffee you drink. Tonight, debating the affirmative that there is moral value aligned to what coffee you drink is Rowan Edwards.
So I'm starting.
You are starting.
Great. I love this. I love this so much. Okay, here we go. Let's go. There is moral value aligned to the coffee you drink. Absolutely there is. Let's talk first off about a cappuccino. People get cappuccinos because it's more foam, a bit more foam, less coffee, and a lot easier to drink. Probably good for someone like, I don't know, your grandma, your granddad. People like going to the gym, don't want a lot of coffee, but still want the caffeine to get themselves up. You know what they're doing? Double espresso. Give me that straight to the veins. Back of the throat, it's done. If you're having a little catch up with friends, you're doing business meetings, you're doing lattes, because that's what you're doing. That is why there is moral value, because it all serves a purpose. Each coffee serves a demographic. Each coffee has its place with the people.
Ms. Chatfield.
Doesn't matter what coffee you order. You can order what you like. You can like what you like. There's no moral value assigned to liking certain movies or certain music. You can just like what you like. Trends change. Coffee changes over the time. I'm sure there's going to be a new coffee invented left, right and centre. 5 years ago, would you have an oat cappuccino? No, you wouldn't have, because oat milk came on the scene and we love it now. It's amazing. I have rebuttal actually, but I won't start now because I have a lot of things to say.
Well, how this works.
So in regards to lattes, saying lattes are hot. Why? Lattes have more milk than cappuccinos. They're actually easier to drink than a cappuccino, first and foremost. Also, why are you saying businessmen are more morally valuable than old women who have cappuccinos? What's your issue with cappuccinos? What's your issue with ladies having cappuccinos? What's your issue with ladies and cappuccinos?
First off, this is bullshit that you started the rebuttal during your first little opening statement. And I didn't say that it was more morally valuable. I was just saying a business meeting could last a little bit longer. That's why you maybe get more of a coffee.
Get a large.
That's why you're getting, mate. What are we saying? That's why you might get a latte, because you'll sit through it, you'll drink it, it's your coffee while you're working out your spreadsheets. No one's getting a latte on the way to the gym. All better fix that. No, they're not, because it sits in the gut and it's not good when you're on the treadmill giving them the up and downs. Sorry, are you ready to go, or are you going to give me a third rebuttal in this?
No, let's do it.
Okay.
pretty clear to me you haven't ever gone to a business meeting with spreadsheets. We should be talking about how hard it's having our spreadsheets. I want to say one more thing, though. Earlier you said that, oh, we should have an easy-to-drink coffee as you get older. Why not make it easy your whole life? Make it easy your whole life. Enjoy cappuccino. Only to have a double espresso. It's the same amount of coffee, babe. The same amount of coffee for a double shot cappuccino, isn't it? But more nummies, easier to drink. But you know what? I'm not going to judge you for having your espresso. Don't judge me for having my cappuccino and or mocha and or latte and or iced oat caramel macchiato. Can we just have a beef for a second, though?
I wish we had another round because I didn't even get started on the people that have mochas. How about the people that have a mocha with a caramel pump?
You sound like a wanker. You sound like an absolute wanker. Why do you care what I'm having? Why do you care what I'm eating?
Sorry, you're having a bubble. Why are you doing an accent?
If we go out for a coffee, and I want to have a little mocha and for like a little treat, darling, why don't
you? Can you sit on your chair properly? Because one, it's unsafe, and two,
sure,
feels a bit off.
Sure. Why does it matter? Why do you care what I ingest? And also, I have a cappuccino every morning before gym and go for a run and do lots of work with my PT.
Well, good for you.
I drink it on the treadmill. But I drink it while running.
That is nuts.
Your gut issues aren't my help. Your gut health and the microbiome.
It would sit in everyone's gut
issue.
The same way.
It's not my issue.
That's a lot of milk.
I don't have milk, baby. I have baby. I have oat milk, baby.
Baby, get on the bed.
I'm not having full cream milk, darling. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Maybe you have a lactose
issue.
Isn't there
like seed oil and stuff in oat milk as well? And it's a lot of sugar.
I'm telling you.
I mean, there's more sugar in oat milk than there is in like
everyone's experience
soft drink.
Is different. And sometimes I do feel like a cold brew. Sometimes I do feel like a long black.
Oh, I love a cold brew. Don't get me wrong. I love a cold brew.
What I'm saying is sometimes I like that, but other times I feel like a cappuccino.
Yeah, I love a
cold
brew.
It reminds me of my dead grandma.
That's the moral value attached to the coffee because it reminds you of your grandma.
That's not a moral value. That's a sentimental value.
Well, it's
right
a value.
Right click synonym.
Still said value.
We said moral value, not normal value. Value.
Whose value?
Moral value.
I actually don't even value this conversation, if I'm honest.
You know what? No. First of all, my grandma's dead. Okay.
Stop weaponizing her.
Accept that.
Rest in peace.
You also came for Max personally. Not that he's in the room.
No, I didn't.
About Vittoria coffee, him having a Vittoria coffee.
When?
I am the adjudicator speaking for Max, as he did tell me about this previously.
Witness.
Apparently, Max had Vittoria coffee bags at home and you made fun of him for it.
Yeah, totally. And fair enough, too. Vittoria's a good brand. It's just the coffee bags and they're not good.
I believe that you then gave him different coffee bags.
I did. See, I helped you out there. And they were delicious, weren't they?
He didn't tell me that.
Oh, he didn't.
I'm sorry, I'm an adjudicator and can't speak
to Rowan, here's the thing.
Did you call me? What'd you call me?
The thing is, I'm actually fine with you liking what you like, baby. But unfortunately, you want to control everyone's mouth and gut. You want to have everyone, your tummy's going to hurt the treadmill. Well, it doesn't. So maybe my body has gotten used to doing
it. Everyone's mouth can do what they want. You put whatever you want in your mouth.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will.
Yeah, you do.
Oi, oi.
Okay, well, what are we doing? Are we doing this?
Oh, so you're giving up.
Thank you.
Oh, I just think it was just getting long.
It was getting on a bit. And I still have some adjudicating to do. Some interesting points. Rowan.
Yeah.
I have seen many grandma or grandpa with a cappuccino.
Probably in a mug too, grim.
I believe.
A mugaccino.
That is what I believe they asked for at the coffee club.
Extra hot too, I bet.
Most likely.
Everything's burnt because they're old and they can't figure it out. The dentures, it just gets through.
And that's really ageist.
You might not know this about me. I'm not just an adjudicator. I'm also an avid gym goer.
Really? That's oddly similar to Max.
Very similar
Loves
to Max.
Loves the gym.
Well, I believe that Max and myself both have this in common, that sometimes we do have a double espresso before the gym.
I do too. Athletes.
Abby, you did make a good point in saying it doesn't matter that you like what you like. And it did make me think, when you go to a Starbucks or a similar coffee chain where people will be getting anything and everything.
Judgmental to judge other people. That's what it is. It's why it's called judgmentalness.
I actually think you spent 15 seconds of the first bit just like rhyming words and saying the same word over and over. I think you just enjoyed the sound of your voice for a bit. Oh, sorry, continue.
This has been a very difficult decision to make.
Yeah, it has.
And I feel like I have a moral dilemma here as well.
Put it on a coffee.
Miss Chatfield, are you okay?
She spilled water
on my boobs. I'm like an open top.
Oh.
Tonight, I must award the winner with an element of hope for the future.
Oh, that's enough.
The winner is Miss Abby Chatfield.
Thank you, because we want to live in a free world free of judgment.
Well, you can't control my mouth.
I don't want to. You want to control my mouth? Okay, mate.
Hot Nights
Podcast.
Babe, a list has been released of a hacker's delight, the top 20 passwords that we should avoid if we don't want to get hacked. So, Optus, hope you're listening.
You know how we feel about hack, the word hack on this show, or me specifically?
Yeah, but this is actually hackers.
This is hackers. Like, people hack.
Optus's password is probably just like, I hate Telstra 101 or something.
That's 100%.
Yeah, that's 100%.
That'd be Gladys.
And I got it really easily. Gladys.
That'd be Barry Jiggly's. I hate Telstra.
I hate Telstra! Exclamation mark. So there's been some research done by password manager NordPass.
Okay, the NordPass.
And they've got the top 20 most common passwords, and they all take under a second to crack. And let me just, if you're using any of these passwords, it's time to get a grip.
It is time to get a grip. There's a few beauties here.
My question is, when these passwords are used, don't you have to have a certain, like, requirement for most things?
I guess some of them.
But I can't think of the last time I made a password that they weren't like, add an exclamation, add a character.
Oh, capital letter, yeah.
Capital, okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, maybe put in at least a letter in there.
Something.
You know,
something.
Put 1A, 2B, 3. Actually, I'm probably going to get it as well. Password.
What, yeah?
Yep, so just the word password.
Oh, that's number 2, right, okay.
Yep.
Oh,
so that was used 200,000 times about. Now, I'm confused about why this is in there, but it says Lizots.
How do you
Lizotts, and it says 3 hours to crack.
That's obviously a lot harder, but it's everyone's using that. Why are people using that one? What does that mean?
Can you Google Lizots while we go through this?
Yeah, you go through that. I'll Google Lizots.
All right, password 1. They thought they were being sneaky there. Not good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ABC 1, 2, 3. QWERTY. So like the first 6 letters on the top left hand side of the keyboard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Guys, put a letter in there.
Okay. Lizotte's is the beautiful restaurant in Lambton, apparently. Or it means jerk. French word for jerk.
Oh, maybe there's a lot of French people in Australia. That
commonly used as a last name, very unusual, and at most times very idiotic. He will hurt your heart. Beware of Lizotte.
Oh, no.
Why are people making that the password?
Did you think? Wait, is it a common last name?
I don't know. It is on Urban Dictionary, so it may be wrong.
I mean, who knows? Holden, I mean.
Oi, oi.
Charlie, that's mine.
That's your password?
Yep.
Great.
The Poothinator?
Oh, yeah, because you love Charlie Pooh.
I watched a video of him and Megan Trainor kissing today.
Why? Why did you do that? Did you Google that? Where'd it come up? Megan Trainor? What?
Here's the thing.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I'm already listening.
Here's the thing. I saw Megan Trainor post on her TikTok, basically like, oh, like, one, like, it's a sound that you won't really understand unless you're on TikTok. Basically, it's like 2 good things and 1 bad thing. Yeah. And the first good thing was like, having a number 1 hit in 2014, then it was like, second good thing was winning a Grammy in 2016. Then the thing was like, kissing Charlie Puth on national television in 2015. And I was like, well, here dream. We go. Exit on TikTok, onto YouTube.
What? And you just watched them kiss?
No, I watched their like half her performance. It was quite boring, okay. But hot. Anyway, so next one.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, there's heaps of these. QWERTY 1, Dragon,
yep.
QWERTY 1, 2, 3, Australia, and Princess.
That's yours, Princess.
Now, I just don't know how anyone gets away with this.
I mean, you just do it, and then I guess hope you wouldn't get hacked.
But, like, I mean, if Optus showed us anything, it's that hacking is just around the corner.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely, babe. Everyone learn your lesson. Change your password to hot nights! at 3313.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast. Season 2 of the Star original series, The Kardashians, is streaming now on Disney Plus, with new episodes every Thursday.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
Everyone, hell yeah, it's time for Chattergory.
Hell yeah, baby.
Oh, everyone, here's what happens.
Yeah,
the first Chattergory is the Chattergory. It's my Chattergory. It's literally whatever I want.
You just do it, won't you?
You can have whatever you like, in the words of T.I.
It's like T.I. in this building.
Stacks on deck, Patron on ice. We can pop bottles, baby. Anyway,
you can have whatever you like.
I might do an acoustic version of that.
I reckon we can find the tab.
I can have you a sleigh. Anyway.
Slay, anyway.
So the first category is whatever I like, literally whatever I like. It can be how many keys are on my keychain right now.
Right.
If you don't know that, grow up.
Too bad.
Because this is my show and my rules. Second category is the contestants' category. It's whatever they like, but within reason.
Okay.
I don't know how many front doors there are at your place. Like, how would I know?
Imagine that.
The keys? The third category is the mystery category, the miscellaneous, beautiful category from our producers. They work tirelessly on, and look, takes them a while, but it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't rush
perfection. No,
that's
you can't.
Good.
Playing for a one-year Disney Plus subscription and $200 David Jones voucher to buy some Skims, all thanks to Season 2 of the Star original series, The Kardashians. It is streaming now on Disney Plus with new episodes every Thursday, so you would have got a new one yesterday.
Love it.
Love that. Hello to you, Josie.
Hello.
Hi, Josie. Are you ready to lose?
No, I'm going to win.
Interesting behaviour.
We're going the original Brisbane Northside versus Southside. Thanks, Abby.
Oh, yes, I see the Burp and Gary in the details there.
Is it Burp and Gary on the north side?
Yeah.
Well, I'm originally from the south side.
Right.
So we're going to run with that.
Right. I'm from the north side, though, so.
I was just about to say, Josie, I think that's
Josie, I think we're actually 15 minutes away from each other.
I think you're just hanging out, friends.
Yeah.
all right. Well, first question is Abby's category, and that is Abby's Fijian holiday. Josie, did you holiday with her?
Did you come with me?
Were you there? What's going? Do you have any idea about Fiji?
No. Sorry.
Oh,
interesting, right. Josie. Well, I did invite you. You didn't show up.
So. That's classic.
Sorry.
That's classic Southside. All right, here we go. Here comes the question. Name the airport Abby departed from. Abby?
Sydney International Airport Qantas Terminal.
Well, someone's doing all right.
Okay.
Shut up.
All right, one, two, Smackfield. All right, question number two.
Smackfield.
I just like to mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
Trackfield, Smackfield.
No, it gets it boring after a while.
Yeah,
it?
You know. Question number two is Josie's Chattergory, and that is How I Met Your Mother. We've never talked about this. Have you watched that?
Yeah, I've watched it.
But you were, like, have you seen all of it? Because there's a lot of it.
I feel like I have, but I probably haven't watched it in probably 7 years.
You got enough
years.
Of a knowledge, though, don't you?
I know a bit about it. Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got to get this, Joes, all right? You got to get this to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the question.
Mm.
Who did Barney Stinson marry?
Josie!
Robin.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'll take it.
I forgot that girl's name.
Do you have the last name?
Oh, I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, it's a hard one, isn't it? Shabatsky.
Thank you.
Robin Shabatsky.
Robin Shabatsky.
Polish?
I had the world's biggest crush on her, and I didn't even watch the show.
Wow.
Slay.
That's all a right. Slay. It's a crush slay.
Question number three. The random Chattergory. The Kardashians.
Mm, have you seen it, Josie?
Oh, I know the family.
Right, okay.
Okay. You're across it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Here comes the question. Names as buzzers. Who got engaged to musician Travis
Abby.
Bark?
Tracy.
Abby.
Kardashian.
Yeah, Courtney.
Slay.
Sorry,
Josie. I guess the north That's side okay. wins yet again. That's why you live there.
I chose my side.
Yeah, that's why you came across the river. That's a brown snake.
Thank you for playing, Josie. If you want to play Chattergory, it's very simple. At Hot Nights at Abby, flick us a DM. You got to send us your expert category. That is how you play for great prizes, fun times. Abby doesn't really lose. No. So I would actually like to know how many winners we have had from categories.
I know.
It would be like 5 or 6. Wouldn't be many. Oh, Max is mad. No, mate. I'm not asking for percentages. I'm just asking for how many winners.
I reckon like...
I'll ask Nat Fagan. She'll do it.
There we go.
And we'll do it. We'll figure it out. I can figure it out. Someone will figure it out. Anyway, good luck to you. Play again next week. Hot Nights with Abby.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. I need
some hot nights, baby, tonight. That's such a slay, that little intro every time.
Do you like that?
I love it. So there's some big news, Dal.
Big news.
Kath and Kim have resurfaced a little bit. There's been a post on the Kath and Kim Instagram page saying Kath and Kim celebrating 20 years announcement, and they're requesting people to send in their impressions of a Kath and Kim scene. But here's the thing. We don't know what it's for, but if they like what they see,
yeah,
something might happen with it. So I thought we should do this.
Oh, what are we going to do?
A scene.
Okay, great.
With Marion.
Yep.
Who obviously is their therapist.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, she's their therapist. Kath and Kel's therapist.
Oh, yes.
And Kath and Kel, obviously.
Kath and Kel. So, all right. So
quite an iconic scene.
I'll be Kel.
You'll be Kel. I'll be Kath. We need a Marion. Who likes acting and musical theatre?
There's no one in this office. Definitely no one
there's
in this team.
There's no one on the team that likes...
Wow.
Oh, wow. Max.
Hi.
Hello.
Max, hello.
Hey, didn't you go to NIDA?
No, I went to VCA for a year.
Oh, okay.
Just as good.
Whopper?
No, they said no.
I would say...
Okay. And we laughed through the trauma.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
the trauma.
Yes, yes and. Yes,
the trauma of not getting into. You know my best friend, Christabel?
Yeah.
She really wanted to go to NIDA as well.
Babe.
And one time when she drove past NIDA, when she was first moved to Sydney. Is it in Sydney?
Yeah. NIDA is in Sydney.
When she moved first to Sydney, she drove past and had a single tear down her eye as she looked at NIDA where she was supposed to be.
Babe, I didn't get to go.
Babe.
Where did she go then? The Lambs down for improv?
No, she just went to normal uni and like, got like a good degree with her amazing OP.
Hey, 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 yes. Musical theatre degrees are good degrees.
Of course.
I assume I wouldn't know. Don't have one.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
I reckon I could get in tonight if I tried, if I like emailed them.
All right, I'm going to pop that on the list for
let's do it.
For what we'll do on the show.
All right.
Okay, so
let's begin. Action.
Ah, I see you're both very much still in love. That's terrific, isn't it?
Yes, well, we might be very much in love, Marion, but we also are very much in a pickle at the moment.
Were you able to find Kath's divorce papers, Marion? It's very important. We really need to see them.
Yes, everything's here.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. No, that's not it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, here we go. Signature of husband. No, he wasn't bluffing. He hasn't signed it. Oh, no, girl. I'm going down. I'm going inside.
Isn't it your job to check everything, Marion?
Yes, it is.
Well, why didn't you? Nong?
Oh, Nong.
Yes.
Yes, I see you're very angry, Cal.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Damn that's right.
Sorry. Good. Sorry. Let it out. Come on. Other words, Kath.
Unprofessional for start.
Yes, good, Kath.
Shonk, quack, yes.
Yes, more. Show me your frustration.
Eccentric, bad dressing.
Oh, hey. Now you're just getting abusive.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marion. I was in the moment.
That's all right, Kath. I'm used to it. It happens all the time.
And scene. Well done, guys. That had good
sorry,
momentum.
I missed my line.
That's okay.
I was about to
pick it up, but I thought, you know what?
I was panicking.
She's on. It's okay. Fine. I reckon they'd use that.
I reckon that's actually our NIDA entry. As a team. Maybe they wouldn't take Max alone, but they might take us as a trio.
Well, maybe it's a trio, but we change Max's name because it's already on the list.
Oh, we've got to change it.
Hot Nights with Abby Chad.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Are you doing much for the, I guess it's we're in Sydney, the public holiday?
Am I doing much?
Oh, here we go. I shouldn't have asked.
I'm going.
Why would I have asked? It's always something. It's always lots on.
Well, yep, there is. You know, I'm a busy girl.
Yeah.
There's always something on for the Chatfield. I'm going to Dubbo this weekend to go to the Dolly Parton Festival in Narromine.
Oh, of course you are. Are you judging it?
Yep, not getting paid.
You love Dolly that much.
Yep, and I love Narromine that much. My best friend Rowdy is from there.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to see his niece, Wattle, and we're going to go and have a fun time and see all the Dolly Parton dress-ups. I think it'd be amazing.
Are you dressing up as Dolly as well? You'd have to.
No,
you have
I'm not.
No,
How no,
can
because
you judge
you know
it and not do it?
Well, because then I'd win. So I'm just going to wear a double denim. I'm just going to be a country girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I am going away down the coast to Shoalhaven Heads, kind of near Berry. You know that wicked donut truck?
I haven't been.
They're so nice.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of going away because I've decided to like not drink for the rest of the year because I just drink too much.
That is a hefty goal.
It is a hefty goal. Mm. It's just it's a good goal. Over like 90 days until the new year.
Because not to shame you, but you do send it a lot.
I send it a lot.
A lot. Because you're a fun guy and you're a social guy.
And I love having fun.
You do love it. And it's, yeah.
And just... I'm a bit addicted to the fun, I think. So
really?
And it's just, I kind of had a moment the other day where, like you say, I'm like going out a lot, sending it a lot.
Yeah.
But then I'm also like, I've started to play, like DJ a bit more in town and stuff in the city. And it's like, I don't really want to be, I don't normally drink through the week, but I don't want to start going out, playing, drinking through the week.
On a Wednesday or something.
Yeah, on a Wednesday. Mm. And then, or if I go to work and then I go out and play and then I've had like, you know, 6 or 7 beers.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't even touch the sides. It'd be so easy.
What?
It would just be so.
Seven beers?
Yeah, I would do nothing. Like stubbies would be nothing. And that's the problem. I've been drinking so much that's like, it's not even. I know you're like, your jaw's about to hit the floor, but there would be a lot of people out there go, no, it's nothing. That's 6 or 7 beers is nothing.
A pint. I've got a wee head on me.
But see, that's a pint would be like 2 of those.
Okay, it's true.
So a pint would be like 2 of those.
I've
so
got if a it's head just, on me bar. I'm like,
you're from Queensland. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But I just thought, look, I thought, you know what? End of the year, and the thing is, in our business, there's always another party. There's always another party.
A really good way to look at it. There's always something else to do to look forward to. It isn't like you get one day a year to be fun. It's not like you have kids.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, like we plan this weekend away, and we're not.
Nah.
No.
I've got nothing going other than like I can go out and party. Gets to Friday and I'm like, it's on.
Wow.
So I just thought, you know, it's a good way to go
That'll
away.
Be good. Have you done like Dry July before and stuff? I think you have.
I've done like, I was in Brisbane like 4 or 5 years ago when I first moved up there and it was like, I'm going to do 100 days. And then a guy here in the office did it as well in Sydney. I did like 100 days and it felt the best ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's the best ever.
What made you feel better? Like, was it like you had more energy? Like, what was the side effect?
You feel very clear. You feel very light. You feel very energetic. Everything feels better. My allergies went away. Like,
your allergies went away?
Everything was better. Like,
are you allergic to alcohol, maybe?
I might be allergic to the beer.
Maybe it's like the yeast?
Maybe the gluten. But I just, within like 2 or 3 weeks, I just felt less puffy. Still had the weight, don't worry about that. But great. I definitely felt less puffy. So I just thought, I'm just taking time off. I like, to be honest, I remember taking time off like 2018. I just started and I hadn't spoken to this person. I'm not going to say who it is, but people might know who it is. I'm not going to say who it is. And then on Friday night, and I was out in Brisbane, loaded, got a text going, hey, I just thought of you out of the blue randomly. I didn't follow her anymore. She didn't follow me. She had a random thought about me going, hey, how's everything going? How's the sobriety? I was like, ooh. And I just thought, and I, like that last week, I've been like, I didn't take some time off. And then as I'm in a cab to the party on one, I was like, oh, this feels really spooky and weird.
Really,
it was like a sign from
a bit of a break.
The heavens to just maybe cut it out for a bit.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy that. I don't really drink.
No.
No.
But see, I, and I've been trying to get ahead of my health a bit, and it's like, that's probably the one thing that's not helping.
Step one, less drinky poos.
Yeah, less drinky poos. So, you know.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll do a check-in, I reckon, in a couple of weeks and see how you're feeling.
Yeah, like a month, maybe.
We'll see how you're feeling.
I was going to do Oxober anyway.
Oh, is that the Oxober? Sorry, mate.
I was going to do Oxober.
Oxober is way. Also, Oxober is way better than Dry July. Sorry. Like the name?
Oh, yeah.
Oxober is a sleigh.
It's a sleigh. Check
in. Well, enjoy.
Yeah.
Chookers.
Chookers.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's me.
Today, we are checking out.
Hello, that's my channel.
All right, my friends, something very exciting might be happening today.
Guys, I love influencers. Sometimes I hate them, but really love a few of them.
Good.
And someone that I love to hate and hate to love is Trisha Paytas.
Love to hate, hate to love.
Hate to love. Hate, hate, hate. And everyone, before you have a go at me, I know she's problematic. I know all the awful things she's done.
He's a little bit problematic, isn't she?
It's very much train wreck. It's very much you know yes. who I'm talking about.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
So yeah. Trisha Paytas, for those of you who don't know, I mean, first of all, crawl out from under that rock. I mean, Trisha Paytas. So she has been on YouTube, I think, for 15 years. She started on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And she got really popular with a video that said, dogs have brains. And she said...
Is that what it was?
Yeah, she said, dogs can't talk, so, like, do they have brains? She's just like an ultimate troll who does things for more attention. I think she's actually quite smart.
Okay, yeah.
But she does things like this to go viral and to get... lots of attention and therefore lots of money. She's been on every reality show you can think of. She was in an Eminem video clip. She was on America's Got Talent, I think, speaking really quickly.
Talks a lot very fast.
Celebrity Big Brother she's been on. She's been on like everything, and she's like one of the biggest influencers in the world. I don't even know if you'd even call her an influencer. She's like a YouTuber. And
personality.
She's a slay. I mean, I know she's a bad person, okay? But slay. But I know.
You call her a bad person.
I know. She has some pretty bad stuff. Okay. Problematic stuff.
Right.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Okay.
So she's married to a man named Moses who has a water YouTube channel. He loves water.
Okay. It's funny how niche you can get on YouTube.
And she has a song called I Love You, Moses. You freed the slaves of everything.
No, she doesn't.
Because I think she converted to Judaism. And then it was about actual Moses. And also, she was Christian. She's been every religion.
This does feel problematic, yes.
No, it is. No, it is. It definitely
feels problematic.
It is. But she's, see, hate to love her. More than love to hate. It's more hate to love.
Okay.
So, she's had a baby. She's wanted a baby for the longest time, and then she got pregnant.
Wicked. I love hearing that kind of stuff.
Yes. So good, even if she's a bit problematic. But she's now had the baby, and everyone has been thinking, what will this baby be called? Now, for reference, Trisha Paytas, there's so many facets of this woman that you have to understand. So, if you don't understand, just go to her TikTok and... watch one, then scroll 6 months, watch another one to kind of get... It changes every couple of months who she is. But as a whole, she's always big boobs, long blonde hair, lots of makeup, kind of like a Playboy bunny. That's kind of her thing, but she changes it a lot. That's kind of like been a consistent cornerstone of Trisha Paytas.
That feels about right, yeah.
Some would say like a Barbie.
Like a Barbie.
Okay. So she has named her daughter... Malibu Barbie.
As one word?
As two words.
Malibu Barbie Paytas.
And look, at first, I wanted to hate it.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of a slay.
So people just call her Malibu. Mal. Maybe not Mal.
Mally. I reckon Malibu was a cute name.
Malibu Barbie, though.
But Malibu Barbie Paytas. Hackamon. That's her, the dad's name.
Hackamon.
Moses Hackamon.
Ha, come on.
They have a water channel. The baby's room is painted.
Pink.
Not just pink, doll. Moses painted Malibu Barbie like theme on the wall.
Oh god.
Babe, it's a slay. I think it's iconic. Someone said leave Trishy for a horrible name. She's a baby, not a doll. Yeah, I mean
I would that's not untrue.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I think it's kind of a slay still. Like, she can be a baby and have a doll's name.
Yeah, there would be dolls.
Like
a
name like Posy is like a baby doll name.
Like a Rebecca. There'd be a doll out there named Rebecca.
Rebecca, there'd be American Girl doll, whatever they're called.
Daisy or something.
People are just like, someone said Malibu Barbie is cruel and selfish. It's an ugly name played by the poor baby's parents. It's not a cute name. Okay, babe, I think you're the one causing a problem here because the issue would be, what, bullying? And you're bullying that poor baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, long story short, she's named it Malibu Barbie. And you know what? I don't think she cares. Some people are saying, though, that maybe it's a fake name so that the baby can have privacy when it grows up. Maybe its name isn't Malibu Barbie. Maybe its name is something else, and then their nickname they're calling it is Malibu.
This might be smart. She's that would be really smart.
Double smart, and she is double smart.
What does double smart mean?
I mean, like, she's smart in a way of, like, protection of privacy, but also smart in the way of, like, this name will get attention. Malibu Barbie.
Oh, right.
If I say it's the same Malibu Barbie, I'll go viral.
And then everyone's an idiot because it's not actually the name.
Yeah.
Clever.
I think it could be.
Trisha Paytas, what
a sleigh. Let me just show you a photo of the nursery.
That looks, you know what, guys? Imagine a Barbie doll box, and imagine if there was a new edition out called Malibu Barbie. Imagine what the box would look like. That is what the bedroom looks like.
I think it's so cute.
It is cute.
I think that's really cute. And again, guys, I know she's problematic, but the thing is, I had to report this because she's our influence of the week.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
First date.
First date.
You're so cute.
Oh, first date Friday. I love it.
We're here again.
It's so good. We're here again.
Here we are.
Every Friday, we get a beautiful caller to call us up and tell us all about a date they're going on.
Yep.
And we give them some money to come back.
Yep.
On Monday, because we're nosy.
Nosy.
And we want to hear about your dates. And today we have Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
You seem very happy, Tammy.
I'm a perky gal. What can I say, love?
I love a perky gal. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, Tammy, so tell us all about this date and the weekend. What's happening?
Okay, so it's a surprise date. So everyone shut your traps. I can't let them know.
Oh, what do you mean a surprise date?
So we met on Tinder about 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And
sorry, long run up, by the way, long run up, 3 weeks, Jesus.
I know. Yep. I know. Busy gal.
Busy gal. Perky busy gal.
Exactly. Yes. Uni, work. I get it. I gotta keep up with that shmoney.
Oh my God, I get it.
Shmoney.
Oh my God, rich, perky, busy gal, that's us.
Pine ball.
Well, we're going for the rich.
Yeah.
But, so we've been talking and FaceTiming and stuff, and we decided let's do surprise dates for each other, just for something a little bit quirky and different.
That's cute.
So I said I'd go first.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, are you free in, like, the afternoon time? He said yes. So my plan, or, like, midday afternoon, so I'm going to take him to Taronga Zoo.
Yep. Slay.
Slay.
I love the zoo. So fun. Really fun date.
Yeah.
Very wholesome.
Yep.
Also,
that's what I was thinking.
Lots of stimulus to talk about.
Oh,
it isn't like you're, like, just sitting across at a dinner where you're like, how good's this chicken? If it's awkward, you can talk about all the animals, obviously.
Of course.
Exactly. There's the animals. There is obviously families that are going to fall over and we can laugh about that.
There's also really Nummy's corn everything. There. Really Nummy's exactly, corn on a cob there.
Really?
Yeah. So are there any red flags so far? Like, what do you guys talk about? What does he do? What situation?
Okay, so this is the slight problem. I've been on Tinder long enough. I'm like 21, right? So I know.
Tammy.
I've been around the block. I'm 21.
Darl, you're barely out of school.
Tammy, you had QCS last year. What's it called down here? ATAR. What's it called?
I don't know.
HSCs. Sorry, Queensland lost in translation.
Don't know.
Okay, so you've been around the block because you're 21 and you know a thing or two.
Yeah.
Love it.
On Tinder.
Knowledgeable,
so
perky, busy
I know
queen.
Where to look for my visible flags.
What's an example?
And he doesn't have any.
What's an example of a red flag?
You know, he says anything about Andrew Tate. He's got a fish in his photo.
Yep.
He is talking about how he wants to. He's like, I once had a guy in his bio say that he's sorry if he ends up screwing my best friend, but it's not my fault. And that was a red flag of a bio.
Yeah, so Tammy, these seem to be more like glaringly obvious issues with these people.
These are just general things that, like, overall, if anyone did that, it'd be a problem.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we've seen the red flags, but do you think there's one lurking?
I haven't seen any. I haven't gotten any lurking vibes from him. His name's Tom.
Hopefully, he doesn't lurk.
Give me a lurking vibe.
Giving lurk. It's giving lurk.
I'm not getting any look.
He's not a stalker or anything.
Okay.
As far as I can tell.
Okay. And have you FaceTimed and stuff or just text?
No, we FaceTime, so we know each other isn't like a 50-year-old perv or anything.
That's a positive.
Great,
that's
great,
good.
Great, great, great. And
yep, we know that we like each other's voices. We see each other and vibe. So
great. The thing is going to be pheromones, though. What if you if you see when your pheromones don't align? That's what I'm fearful about when I have my online relationships, which is very often.
All the time.
Are you worried about pheromones at all?
Yes. There is definitely we've got the vibes going.
Slay. All right, hot. We love that. Okay, so. I was going to ask a really inappropriate question. You're saying that I'm just going to
do it. Ask it. Why not? What is it?
No, what? I'm not going to ask
it. Why not?
Do it. Now you have to.
Text it to me.
Have you had FaceTime sex?
Have you had FaceTime sex? Tabby!
More telling than anything else.
What's up, baby? What?
Wait, what?
The silence was more telling than anything
else. Okay, good. We love the contrast of a wholesome date then. We love that. I love it.
Yep.
Okay, so as you may know, these calls were getting a bit boring for us, to be honest. Everyone was like, yeah, my date was really good. And we were like, boring. So we decided to add in challenges to these dates.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, are you willing to accept the challenge before I say it?
100%. Let's go.
So you're going to the zoo, right?
Yes, we're going to the zoo.
I think that at every animal you go to view,
mm-hmm.
you need to turn to him and go, what sound do you reckon that makes? And then when he says, oh, no, go, try.
Give it a go.
What? For every single animal. Bonus points if you can get a voice note recording.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be great if you get a little voice note. But, hey, if you say you go up to, there's a lion there. Get him to do a roar.
And then you might give yourself the ick, but it's all worth it for the radio show.
Although you did ask him to do it.
Okay, Rowan, look, we're near the pygmy hippo. What sound do you think that makes? You just see the face on it right now. You just see the face on it. So you get the idea,
Tammy. You understand, right, Tammy?
I get the idea. If I can look at this man after he makes a noise like that and still think smash, then this will be a very amazing day.
Still think smash. I love it. Okay, Tammy, well, good luck. Right. Chookers, I'm very excited for you. You're going to have the best time.
Good on you, Tammy.
Talk to you next
week.
Thank
you.
All right, if you're going on a date as well this weekend, send us a DM at Hot Nights with Abby. Maybe get you on next week. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Finished up again for another night, yet another week. And we finish up on a Friday, very fun like this.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu. To you and you and you. So long,
Righto, you big legends. We will see you again Monday from 7. If you missed any of the show, you want to get some more, wherever you get your podcasts, we prefer Listener, LSTNR. Listen back to the podcast. We podcast every show. All right, bye, guys. See you tomorrow. Monday, bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-